Ladies and gentlemen, I confirm that the President and I have been able to engage a very useful discussion covering the range of topics to which the President has alluded. We have confirmed the strength and the enduring nature of the relationship between our two great countries, a relationship which, as I was able to say in Congress and confirm with the President, is based upon a shared commitment, principles which we regard as fundamental to the operation of a free and open society. I took the opportunity of thanking the President for the fact that during my Prime Ministership, as he has said, he has welcomed me here on a number of occasions. And I observed that this would almost certainly be the last occasion on which I would have the opportunity of meeting with him as President of the United States. Now, I expressed to him personally and on behalf of the government and the people of Australia our gratitude for the contribution of his presidency to the improvement not merely of his own people, but globally. The fact that today, as I said to the Congress, we have more than at any other stage in the post-war period reason to look with optimism to a future where the world can live more constructively at peace is in very large measure, as I told the President, due to his ideas, to his persistence, to his strength, to his determination to shape the agenda and the context of the discussions between the two superpowers. He has ensured properly that when he has come to speak, he has spoken both from a position of strength and from a position where he knows that he has consulted and has the support of his allies and friends. He has insisted that in those discussions that the vital question of human rights shall be a central part of the agenda. And the results have shown, not merely in the negotiation for the first time of an agreement which has eliminated a particular class of nuclear weapons, but also in the area of human rights, the significant advances that have been made in the attitudes and practices of the Soviet Union. That his determination and his shaping of the agenda has been right and that it's borne fruit. And I repeat that we are this day able to look with a greater degree of confidence to a world in which the resources of mankind may be able, with a greater degree of confidence, to be channeled into constructive uses is significantly a result, Mr. President, as I told you, of the time of your presidency. And we are indebted to you for that. We are also indebted to you for the fact that in your own country you have presided over a period of record growth and uninterrupted prosperity. Our relationship, as I have said to you, is so good and so mature that where we do have any differences, we are able to discuss those. I express to the President in particular the appreciation of the government and the people of Australia for the way in which he has reflected the fact that the correspondence that takes place between us is no mere formality, but that the President reads, takes account of, and carries with him in his presentations a consideration of the Australian position. And in particular, of course, I refer to the fact that over some time now, and particularly just before the recent Toronto summit, I wrote to the President, stressed the importance that we attach to the attainment of a liberalised international trading system in general and in particular in regard to agricultural commodities. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, the President took those matters seriously into account and pressed them at the Toronto summit, so I expressed our appreciation to the President. And so I conclude, Ron, as I began in our private talks, and say in front of the media, thank you for a contribution to the relations between our two countries, which I believe has been unique on your part, and thank you for the contributions that you have made, which means that at the end of your presidency, the world is going to be a better and safer place than it was when you took office.